Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
The Parkinson Spiegel Show.
Honored to be on their show earlier today. Danny and Matt do an excellent job interviewing people.
Afternoons on the Score.
Betting game in Ringfield, number 40. Mike Tauchman.
Well, JD, I think you nicknamed him the Palatine Pounder.
I don't know about that one.
Did he make the catch? He did. What a play.
Increíble. Se la robó Tauchman of Burleson.
One of the hottest hitters in baseball now at the plate. See if Michael Tauchman can do a little damage.
Tauchman, left field, the other way. McCormick back at the wall. Way. Let's go, Mike. Pounder. That's pretty well struck out towards left center. That one back on its way. Gone is second of the night.
Yeah, it's funny. We were talking about it a little before the game. Mike was talking about it, and he's just saying that the best place for him to hit homers in Wrigley is to go opposite field. And then he gets two balls and hit two balls really, really well today. Those were very well hit baseballs. So he stuck to his word, which I appreciate.
Tauchman hits one in the air, deep center field, going back to Ran. He looks up. It's gone!
Mike Tauchman, shades of Bernie Carbo in 75, going straight away center here. Ties it up.
Boy, Mike Tauchman, what a swing.
Just a great thing on Mike. He's got such a good command of the strike zone. He's banging the baseball all over the yard.
The Parkinson Spiegel Show.
What was it like playing in Japan last year, Mike?
I was in Korea last year. I couldn't tell you much about Japan.
Afternoons on the Score.
Oh, God.
Oh, that's good producing. Gotta get Spiegs into a good headspace. Right before we talked to Mike Tauchman, who's in a great headspace. The guy's got a 955 OPS. He's crushing it. Mike Tauchman back with us on the Parkinson Spiegel Show on the Circa Sports Illinois Hotline.
I'm just so surprised nobody in Japan wanted him. You know what I mean?
That's a good point. What's up, Mike?
How are we doing, guys?
We're doing very well.
I already pointed a thumb. I went up to Mike in the Cubs clubhouse at one point and said, "Hey, man, I was terrible that first time we talked. I had you in Japan instead of Korea." And he was very gracious about it, Danny, just so you know.
That was nice of you, Mike.
Yeah, I'm a nice guy.
It's baseball, right? There's another at bat. There's another pitch. There's always another interview. So normally, you know, we'll ask the questions, you'll do the answers, you know the song and dance, but would you rather talk Bears or Cubs?
Well, like 50-50. Does that sound good?
50-50 sounds good.
Danny, you want to ask the Cubs questions or the Bears questions?
I'll ask the Bears questions.
Go for
and
it.
You ask the Cubs questions.
Go ahead.
That
go
sound
for
good?
Yep.
All right. How pumped were you when you found out that they got Roma Dunze?
I mean, it was good. I mean, I think obviously there's a lot of excitement. Kind of two guys out there, they've obviously been like really, really linked to pretty much since, you know, the first mocks were coming out. So I think that, when that kind of happens and it kind of goes how you want it to, it's a good thing. And, you know, obviously, open invite to any of those guys to come out to Wrigley and, you know, throw some passes with the boys. I'm sure, you know, we'd all love that, but they're excited. It's an exciting time.
That's pretty cool. Mike, your on-base percentage is .435. You'd be right between Juan Soto and Freddie Freeman if there were enough at-bats to qualify. What's working so well for you at the plate right now?
You know, I think that kind of what I'm trying to do is what we're trying to do, you know, lineup-wise and team-wise, which is just, you know, swing at good pitches to hit, understand, you know, where guys are trying to get us to expand and chase and, you know, putting ourselves in a position to, you know, kind of avoid those areas and, you know, be aggressive the areas that are good for us. So, you know, that's just kind of what I'm trying to do. And you know, the other things like, you know, stay on top of my recovery and you know, not try to carry at bats over into the next one. And, you know, it sounds kind of boring, but I think that the best in the world are pretty boring in what they're doing, but it's really hard to be that kind of disciplined all the time.
Hey, Mike, we got a small issue with your phone line. We're going to put you on hold, see if we can come up with a little bit better connection so our audience can just hear you a little bit clearer. So we're going to put Mike Talkman on hold.
Okay, make sure you ask him about drafting a punter, okay? I don't know what else you got in the hopper.
Yeah, sure.
Football, any baseball stuff you want me to ask?
You know, honestly, just tell him that he's doing a great job and the team needs him.
That's on brand for me.
Yeah.
Just in an interview sense.
Tell him that the vibes are really good.
You're good. Why are the vibes so good?
Remember that time? Hit those homers. That was awesome.
Yep.
But no, it's actually tougher that way that we were just setting it up because then we can't do the follow-ups if we're going to go.
Oh, I know.
If we're going to go every other.
There was a follow-up right there. Yeah. So we don't have to do it. We've set it up now. We've made it clear.
Okay.
What the thought process, what the ethos was. Let's just pick up.
All right. We got you back, Mike.
Yeah. I'm here.
All right. Awesome. We appreciate you, man. But seriously, dude, the Bears' offense is going to be so good. Like Caleb Williams, Keenan Allen, DJ Moore, Roma Dunze, Cole Kmet. Have you? When is the last time you were this excited for a Bears season?
I'm excited every year. You know, I was excited last year. I'm excited this year. Yeah, I mean, why not? But you know, there's reason to be excited. Hopefully those guys kind of gel and, you know, I mean, NFL is kind of crazy, every year, you know, and I think probably like the only constant is at the end of the day, like Patrick Mahomes is going to be really good. It's pretty much the only thing you can bet on in the NFL. So, I'm excited for the games and, you know, I'm sure they'll have some camps and stuff starting like that soon. So, cool.
My two favorite moments of talking football with you and Dansby Swanson in the locker room in Mesa, Mike. One was I was like, I got other stuff to do. I got other people I got to talk to. And you said, come on, man, this is gold. You're not going to do any better than this. And you were right. 100% correct. The other was when Dansby's like, do you remember the other day when I said something? And you're like, no, I don't remember. And he was so hurt. Like, clearly He really loves talking football with you. How often do you and Dansby just like sit around and talk football?
I mean, we were on a plane watching the draft together, so you know, and he's a Falcons fan, and I know that there's some people out there were scratching their heads at that pick, but I mean, I don't know. I watch a lot of, you know, obviously Washington's playing some big games at the end of the year, and you know, I thought Michael Penix is really throwing the hell out of the ball, so. I mean, he's fun to talk to, and you know, I'm at least a little bit sick like every single day in Arizona during spring training. So like, I, you know, there's a lot of cold medicine there, and there's a lot of like, I just can't keep track of what's going on most days. So it wasn't personal.
A loopy Mike Talkman talking football in Arizona.
I'm not here in Dansby. That's perfect. Yeah, just blame the cold, man.
Well, so I wasn't there, but I liked hearing that you confronted Speaks and said that you wanted to throw things at your radio or punch your radio when you heard us doing some sort of football conversation. So wanted to know, like, how much of a meatball Bears fan are you? Like, would you like us to extend, like, you could have the hotline number so you don't have to wait on hold with everybody else and you can just, like, get your Bears. Like, we won't even ask you baseball questions. But you could just call in on Mondays after games, get your Bears takes off, and you can get out of here.
Yeah, just give you my 2-minute summary, something like that.
Yeah, exactly.
We'll see if we have to set something like that up. But I'm getting a little bit older, and you know, there's some days where you know I can only listen to the same music so many times. I don't have that many guys in rotation right now, so. Like I listen to AM radio. Like I'm just, you know, slowly becoming my dad.
Yeah, we need as many people that as possible. Okay,
we really do.
We have mortgages to pay and kids to feed.
You seem to have a signature move, Mike Tauchman. It's like a little bit of a hop and a fist bump and a scream. I was looking at some plays this morning. The catch in St. Louis last year, the moment of the year, by the way, best moment of the year. Rounding second after the home run the other night in Boston. Rounding third on the Morrell homer in New York. I wonder if you've always had that. If you've always done that, being a kid, you know, that little hop and a fist bump. Has that been your move forever?
I don't know. I didn't really know I had a move. This is kind of the first I'm hearing about it. But I mean, those are, you know, three times that's, you know, I try to be pretty cool out there, but when I get fired up about something, you know, it's, I feel like it's authentic, and you know, what kind of happens is just, you know, outward expression of that emotion and excitement, and you know, get it. You know, I just, you know, I love being a part of this team, and I love, you know, we have so much talent, and we've had so many big moments from so many guys that it's just exciting for them. Whether, you know, it's me who's fortunate to have a big moment, or you know, another guy in the team, like that swing that Morrell had the other day. It was, I mean, I probably had the best view in the house of it from second base, and it was incredible.
Yeah, that was an insane moment. What do you attribute the resiliency to? Because I think you're a half game out of first now, but like with all of the injuries and the road trip and the degree of difficulty of the schedule, I feel like you're not supposed to be in first place or close to it, yet you are. What do you attribute that to?
Well, I mean, in terms of like the supposed to be, I mean, I don't think anybody knows our group better than we do, and we expect that kind of performance out of ourselves. Like we came into camp knowing the kind of group that we had, and you know, knowing just how close we were last year, being able to kind of take that next step. So, you know, if like for us, it's not a surprise. I would say like it's we expected to play well and you know, compete at a high level. You know, in terms of the resiliency, I mean, there's no choice. You know, injuries happen in baseball. Obviously, that's like a hot button topic right now on the pitcher side, but injuries overall, they happen. And, you know, as a team, you just have to, sort of battle through that. And then you have no choice. Like you have a game the next day. That's the thing about baseball. There's a game the next day. So obviously I think that we have a pretty deep team this year, and some guys have really, really stepped up.
What do you think about Pete Crow Armstrong now post that home run? Say, I mean, as we watch, it looks like it's a more relaxed approach at the plate. Have you seen a change since he kind of broke through with that big blast?
Yeah, I mean, even the few at bats before it, you know, I think that being a young player and you know, having had success throughout the minor leagues, there's nothing like the big leagues. There's nothing like it. And I think that gap's only bigger now than maybe when I broke through from AAA to the big leagues, you know, a number of years ago, and I was overwhelmed. And, you know, you go down, you kind of lick your wounds, you reassess, you make the adjustments you need to make, you come back up, you're a little more comfortable. And then, you know, maybe you're down again, and you go, and every time you come up, you just get a little bit more comfortable, a little bit more feeling like you're belonging, a little less out of that survival mode, and you can you know, sort of relax and allow your skill set to sort of shine through. And I think you know, you notice a little bit of that anxiety, which we all have had. Which is super natural, sort of. Mm-hmm. A little bit of that's gone away, from my perspective, it looks like he's been able to relax a little bit and trust his skill set a little bit more. And, you know, the quality of that has gone up. Obviously the defense has always been there, but, you know, he's a really dynamic player, and I think that it's just going to continue to get better for us.
Could you please rank the center fielders defensively on this Cubs team, Mike? Cause there's a lot of good ones. We got you, we got PCA, Bellinger's okay. You know, mm-hmm. Canario can play it out there. Happ has done it before. Could you rank those one through five, please? Thank you, sir.
after that.
I mean, I think the glove is real for Pete. You know, I think that the cool thing about our outfield is that on any given day, you could have two or three center fielders playing all three spots.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously a calling card of our team is our defense. And, you know, I know that maybe from a surface area size, Wrigley Field's not one of the bigger outfields in baseball, but I think, you know, we've seen some insane weather conditions already this year in the few games that we've had out there. And, you know, being able to play the outfield is so critical, playing half our games in sort of a temperamental ballpark like Wrigley can be.
All right, well, last thing from me, Mike Talkman. I am 37. I have literally never seen the Bears have a better quarterback than the Packers. Do you believe they do now?
I mean, I don't know. You know, I mean, it's kind of like, obviously, people really like the talent. But the NFL's hard. You know, and the NFL's hard, and I think that quarterback's one of the most difficult positions to evaluate. And, you know, it's I almost feel like it's kind of like baseball in that way, where it's like you never know where you're going to find, you know, in the draft. You never know where you're going to find a star player on a baseball team. And just like in the NFL, like you never know where you're going to find your quarterback from. There's quarterbacks that played, you know, Division I, AA. There's guys that are outside of Power 5 conferences that are elite-level quarterbacks, you know. So you never know. Obviously, Jordan Love had a pretty phenomenal second half of the season. And looks like, you know, once again, the Packers have a good quarterback, which is just great. but, you know, hopefully the guy that the Bears got can, you know, go out there and, you know, perform as well.
You seem very guarded in your optimism. Like you've been like snake bitten too many times that you're not willing to fully get hopeful here. That's my armchair psychologist review of Mike Talkman, the Bears fan. Is that accurate?
Yeah, that's probably fair.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm the other way. I fell for Mitch. I fell for Justin, and I'm falling for Caleb.
He falls easy.
I fall very easy. I believe it's inevitable. At some point, they have to have a good quarterback. Some point.
Yeah, you're gonna be right eventually.
Exactly.
Mike,
nature of the business.
Did you ever get the obvious shirts that we had delivered? The Garoppolo Interceptor T-shirt. Did that make it to you, sir?
Yeah, I saw it.
Okay.
I saw it.
Doesn't sound like it's in the rotation, though.
No, it didn't seem like it.
All right, Mike, go play baseball, and we'll talk football and baseball with you down the road, man. Keep crushing it at the plate. Thank you very much for the time and putting up with our nonsense.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, right. He intercepted Jimmy Garoppolo in high school and then was the quarterback on offense leading the game-winning drive against Garoppolo. So
he was a pretty good athlete is what you're saying.
Yes, he was pretty good.
Pretty good athlete.
And so Joe made him a Garoppolo Interceptor T-shirt, which I delivered and does not seem to be in the rotation.
He doesn't seem to have loved the T-shirt.
I wonder if
he doesn't seem to have loved the line of questioning.
Yeah, I saw it.
Yeah,
I saw it.
Yeah, well, it's okay.
I don't know what happened after he saw it. I'm like, all right, get this out of here.
Remove this. You know what he needs? He needs a hater T-shirt. You know, we should just keep piling on.
We keep going
give him
up
all
with
the
T-shirt
new ones.
Ideas.
Uh-huh.
I got to say, I saw that going differently in my mind with Talkman, like talking baseball and football with him. But I thought he was going to be more of a meatball. Mm-hmm. That guy was way too buttoned up.
Oh, dude.
Way too reserved.
He's thoughtful.
I don't like it.
He's thoughtful. He really wants to think about stuff and deliver like a well-thought-out opinion.
Yeah, generally speaking,
you like people who just, you know,
just shoot from the hip. Well, I mean, if he's a baseball guy who runs their fantasy league in the clubhouse mm-hmm. and is a huge Bears fan, and he's yelling at you about football takes yeah. before spring training games, mm-hmm. I was expecting more takes. He's watching the draft on the plane. They draft Roma Dunze, and he's like, yeah, it was fine.
Yeah.
Really? Okay. All right. He's a reserved guy. I want more takes.
So.
I want more takes.
All right. Well, we'll keep cycling through the entire Cubs roster until we find somebody with more football takes.
I mean, all right. Yeah. How did the hater T-shirt go, Shane?
It's just like how people feel about the organization right now. They just didn't care.
A lot of apathy.
There's such little enthusiasm surrounding the White Sox.
I thought for sure you were going to get blistered by some people.
I mean, I thought I was too, and I'm not going to expose too many people for like their their bad attitudes, but there were some people who didn't enjoy it, for sure. I'd say that.
Sure.
There were some people that did not enjoy it.
They sound like haters.
Yeah. They sure do, right?
It's like hater inception here.
Wow.
Yeah.
Say it with me. Say it proud for all the haters. Southside, stand up.
Shut up.
I can tell you the play-by-play community is agog over the situation.
Are they not rallying behind John?
I don't. Some of them might be. I don't know. I might not just not be privy to those people having my number, because some of the people that do have my number have a lot of thoughts about things that are going on.
Tom Hamilton.
Matt, tell me about John Triffin. What's going on with that guy?
Why is he picking fights with fans?
What is that about? Tell you what, Chicago fans, they don't like him.
He never said that. Tom Hamilton never said
good.
Any of that.
Yeah, we don't want to get aggregated somewhere.
He said that about Tim Anderson. He wasn't wrong about that,
well,
necessarily.
Yeah, no, I thought for sure that there would be more good-natured ribbing around the shirt last night, and people just didn't really care, which is totally fine. Yeah. A lot of people have reached a point of indifference with the White Sox. It was a good crowd for a Tuesday, partly because it was $5 beer night. That helps.
Nice.
Andalus's birthday. I think people were out there for that.
Well,
he's
got to celebrate that.
Yeah.
Ball game is one of the most common ways to celebrate that.
Can't complain about a $5 Modelo and a beautiful night at the ballpark. I did leave before anything fun happened. I left before the bottom of the seventh. So.
Did you have a chance to interact with the MVP, the Campfire Milkshake?
Yes. And let me tell you guys.
Please.
If for no other reason you get out to a White Sox game this summer, get your ass out there for that damn milkshake. It is incredible. I said this to you guys in the pre-show that, what was my exact wording, Speaks? You were blown away.
Yeah, no, Danny was blown away too.
One of the most interesting flavor profiles I've ever experienced.
I think the first time you said it was the most interesting flavor profile of your life. And you go to fine dining restaurants all the time.
Yeah. You said you're
a good chef.
That an old friend of yours, a blues man, I believe, Smoky Chocolate. That Smoky Chocolate was there in the milkshake.
I don't even know how to describe it. Like frozen hot chocolate with a smoke aspect, but still sweet and still very chocolatey, but not overpowering, not too rich. Like,
just nailed it, huh?
There's nothing that I can say that other people haven't said about this milkshake already. I was skeptical about how great this thing actually is. You need to go out there and taste it. It's incredible. The White Sox have done something right. Two things. Tommy Pham and the Campfire Milkshake.
All right.
Yeah. And both of them, smoky chocolate for Tommy Pham? I mean, he's pretty smoky, that guy. Tanny, dump the last 40 seconds.
Get break early.
All right. Well, I guess I got to get out there and try this milkshake.
I think so.
Yeah, it's incredible.
I think that's the takeaway.
I guess, I mean,
it's exactly that.
It's hard to imagine a $15 milkshake being that special.
I'm sorry.
It is.
It's just hard to imagine.
It is.
It's hard to focus.
Anybody see that play that just happened?
No, what are you doing?
It's over, though.
God. All right.
It is over.
It's all over.
It's all over.
The entire season, almost the segment. I mean, everything.
Well, at 3 o'clock yesterday, we had Will Hewlett on. If people did not listen to it, he is Caleb Williams' quarterback coach, his personal quarterback coach. Some people online, shockingly, who just read the headline, did not listen to the interview or understand. They're like, why would you have his high school coach on? No. He's known him since seventh grade. He worked at QB Collective, which is a quarterback camp and training school, with Shane Waldron. He has been entrusted by Caleb Williams' camp to get him ready for the draft process. He organized his pro day, his workouts, and everything. And he's explaining to him what Shane Waldron wants. He's talked to Shane Waldron and all that. So that was yesterday. TJ Houshmandzadeh.
Houshmandzilli.
Former Bengals wide receiver. He's doing the same thing for Rome Odunze.
He coaches a lot of wide receivers, a lot of them leading up to the draft, and he coaches some NFL wide receivers too. Brandon Ayuk is like his personal wide receiver student. So it's an interesting profile that TJ Houshmandzadeh has right now.
And the famed workout of DJ Moore, Caleb Williams, Keenan Allen. Hey, how the hell did Rome Odunze get there? Like, we understand how DJ and Keenan get there. They're pros. They're on the Bears. They're teammates. We understand how Caleb gets there. Mm-hmm. He's the number one overall pick that we've known he's going to be the bear, a Bear since, Ryan Poole said today, since the top 30 visit. How does Rome Odunze, who's the ninth overall pick and in no way, shape, or form guaranteed to be a Bear, how does he get there? TJ Houshmandzadeh. He'll tell us the whole story of how that happened and his relationship with Rome and Caleb and the workouts and how he's getting him ready for the NFL. TJ Houshmandzadeh next on The Score.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.